this club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
Three nil.
Can you believe it?
Almost lost the cup and you win it. The new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. And that's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we're bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Woo, sir. How you doing? What a night. Sinking the yellow submarine at home at Old Trafford. Cristiano Ronaldo. Viva Ronaldo. What a goal from Alex Telles. Tell you what. Ugly at times, but United.
Are you talking about Telles'
pulling
haircut?
Some of that magic, pulling some of that No, some of United's performance, some of that passing was ugly today. Some of those coaching decisions, maybe that those subs not made early enough, but they were made, and when they were made, the influence was there. So big result for United picking up 3 points against heavy hitters Villarreal, making it look like it. I'll tell you what, Dave saves. What a performance he had.
De Gea, man of that match. Without him, Hans and Franz warming up in the DJ booth, sir.
If we're lucky.
You cursed us earlier this year. You said we wouldn't go back. I've been nervous that we're going to go back. At a certain point today, I thought we were going back for sure when Villarreal were playing us off the park for the first 45 minutes. I couldn't believe it, sir. What is it? What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. Today, we saw the same thing we saw against Villa, sir. Unorganized, uninspiring. The effort wasn't there. The organization not there. Villarreal cutting us open. Inferior opposition coming to our house and making it look easy. Playing with confidence, sir. Bossing us around the park. It's like we have world-class talent, sir. We're playing absolutely awful football for Manchester United fans. We stole the win. You got to love the Ronaldo stoppage time winner. Sir Alex Ferguson, we got away with one. We got to use this as a bridge to play good football because you can't keep getting away with it, sir. The flashing lights on the board, you know, that spaceship is blinking. You're going down.
You're watching that game. It's a damning performance from Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. After playing the same team, 3 months ago and learning very little, expected something different, not approaching it in the direction that, you know, Matic for McTominay felt like an obvious change to make and not making the changes as early as he could have. Hey, they stuck one out. Two great individual performances in Alex Telles. What a finish he had to get us back in that game. De Gea just like pulling out vintage stuff and looking the fine wine that he's aged into. But damning from Ole. I have to say, it had to be done earlier. He got bailed out by Cristiano Ronaldo and some of his players, but like their red lights were flashing because there was a point where we were losing to Villarreal and we were getting put off the park.
No, they
were out playing the shit out of us. We looked like we didn't even belong there.
Sir, I rewatched the highlights, the Paramount Plus extended highlights.
Plus. Don't forget the plus.
First 30 minutes is only Villarreal. It's just basically Dalot getting cut up. That was it for cut the up. first 30 minutes. Spotlight on Dalot just getting absolutely murdered on the left-hand side. And that set the tone. That set the tone for United. And then slow passing from the back line, side to side. Obviously, Maguire didn't play, but looked like he was in there doing the same old back line shuffle. Fred didn't play until later. And, you know, we just looked like we couldn't get anything going. Bruno Fernandes, shout out to him. He wore his heart on his sleeve today. You know, a few chances going wide, but again, individual moments of brilliance are what are setting us apart and preventing like horrible, even worse results than we've already had. Look, this team's got to wake up. We can't keep playing this brand of football, sir. I don't know if the manager is to blame. I don't think he tells them to go out and play like that. I don't think the first half Ole is saying, slow it down.
Do less.
Dalot. Don't worry about that guy. Like, I don't think that's what he's saying, but there's something wrong, sir. The mojo is missing at Old Trafford, especially at home. It looks like we're away. It looks like the crowd is roaring in Villarreal, and we're just shook. Sir, I don't think it just looks like we're out of our depth playing in front of our 70,000 faithful Old Trafford.
I don't think it matters where we play because we play the same kind of uninspiring football at Young Boys. The hot seat is hot. It hasn't cooled out. This win,
so I don't it cools down.
It cools down slightly, but like,
what do we say, 350?
How are you not making changes at halftime after the performance of the poor? There was we had no intent. We had like there was nothing doing. We couldn't pass through their line. McTominay just wasn't doing it in that holding position. He wasn't able to break it down the way Matic would have. You know, he would have. He did make those subs. It just, you know, it took too long. But what a good win from the boys. Ronaldo inspiring things again. You love to see it. He's brought back for those moments. He is proving vital in those moments. Big 3 points. But criticisms can be made, will be made, should be made. But it's a great 3 points. So at the end of the day, I could have my questions about the manager, but I'm just excited because what a win.
So you're slating the lads. Great
win. What a win.
Slating them great.
Dude, I love a comeback win.
Slating them.
But it was a... No, I'm slating Ole. I hate this. I hate to slate him, but he's... I gotta slate him. Gotta.
Look, if you compare the Villarreal, the final...
Better. It was better or worse?
The final, I think, was we played better. Arguably,
I know. I would agree.
Than this game. And that, that is like we talked about in the last podcast. I was like, the bulletin board material, it's home. We owe Villarreal one. You did not get that feeling. Villarreal looked like you said they were playing like Real Madrid. You texted me. We're making them look like Real Madrid.
It's true.
And that is a concern, sir. What could fix it?
Who's on that pitch? Look at the pitch. You have De Gea, you have Varane, you have Cristiano Ronaldo, you have Bruno Fernandes, you have Paul Pogba. That is a team. You have to be able to assemble those star players and bring something together better than what you saw in the first half. And I think if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But you have to be willing to just like, okay, that didn't work. Let's try something else. In the second half, I think the players turned on when they conceded as usual, but it shouldn't take conceding a goal to change things up because you got to see that things were not going your way because De Gea had a masterclass in the first half against Villarreal. They made us, I mean, they just cut through us like ribbons. I've never seen anything like it.
We're missing Shaw. We miss AWB. Maguire, by the way, his suspension has got extended.
Absurd.
UEFA trolling us, sir. I don't know if that's about the Super League or something. Look, all I got to say is you look at the group standings, big 3 points. You talk about having 9 lives. Ole's the man with 9 lives. He's streaky to the down. He's streaky to the up. Let's hope we go on the up, sir. I mean, this 3 points saved us from Europa League. That's all I want this season. Get me that top four, and I don't want to hear that theme by Hans and Franz. That's all I want. I'll take it, sir. That's it.
I tell you what, we lost today. Hans and Franz wouldn't be the worst thing that could happen. Worst thing that happened, we just fourth.
No, I can't. I can't take another
2 losses. I mean,
I can't take Europa League. Sorry, I can't take it.
We're in third place right now.
It's like the biggest motivation of this competition is if you lose in the group stage, you go to Europa League. That is literally the motivation these players need. Sir, look, we're going to get into this match, break down all the ins and outs. But before then, we have a quick PSA for the podcast. If you like the American Red Devils, so we're four fans by fans giving you that biased fan take from the couch. The only thing we know how to do. We are independent fan content. We don't have any sponsors, sir. We're not hawking anything or selling you something that you don't need that you've heard on every other podcast. And we want to be supported by you, the fans, directly. We think that's the way to go in 2021, sir. You can visit our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/AmericaRedDevils. We post a Patreon podcast every month. We're going to be recording our September episode this weekend, releasing it. There's 4 tiers. Check it out. Big shout out to David Briscoe, our new Patreon supporter. You're the real MVP. We really appreciate you. It goes a long way keeping the lights on at this small-time operation. Check out our website as well, www.americanreddevils.com. We have a great fan-generated blog. Shout out to all of our contributors. Click on the store. Check out our merchandise, sir. We might not sell you something, but Alex is going to sell you on iTunes reviews. Sir, the reviews have been slowing down. Give me your best pitch for iTunes reviews. Let's go.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. This sell pitch on iTunes reviews. It's a great way to support the pod and it doesn't cost a single dollar. And if you've already written an iTunes review, Trust me, their computers, they're not that smart. Write another review. It goes a long way to support the pod. Doesn't cost anything. Here's what you got to do. Write a 5-star review on iTunes. Send a screenshot to AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com with your mailing address, most importantly. And I will send you some hand-picked gear by myself straight to your door, absolutely free. Great way to support the pod. And it goes a long way, helping us get found organically, sir.
Sir, does the gear come ASAP Rocky?
ASAP Rocky, you know it.
All right, sir. We have a big match to break down. Performance did not do this theme song justice, sir.
Where's Hans? Hans showed up for part of this game.
Hans is working on a remix. Breaking it down, Manchester United 2, Villarreal 1, Group F, sir. F describes the performance pretty well coming out here in the first half. Let's get into that lineup. We had Dave Says, world number one in net. Sir, talk about a turnaround. He is in form. You love to see it. David De Gea. Dean Henderson, who? Alex Telles, the left back. Lindelof, Varane. Varane, center back pairing. Deleau on the right. Pog, McTominay, midfield. Sancho on the left, Bruno Fernandes in the hole, Greenwood on the right, and Ronaldo, Viva Ronaldo, up top, sir. Great lineup from Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
A lot of switches at the back, of course, because of injuries and suspensions. So Deleau and Telles getting a big chance to step up. Obviously, Lindelof filling in for Ari, Slabhead, Maguire. I'm just happy not to see McFred. I would have liked to see Matic. I think that would have been the better player to pick to unlock Pogba and the rest of the crew ahead of him. But hey, if McTominay's going to be the heir apparent to Matic, give him a chance. Upgrade from McFred, because I know everyone's dying to see a change from that.
Sir, I mean, McTominay playing six had to do a job. I don't think he played it as well as Matic did today. That's the weakness. That's what we needed this summer. Ole didn't get it, right? So he's kind of, you have to make a caveat. Still shouldn't play that bad, sir. But, you know, there is a position that's really important in this team that we don't have a, you know, a younger Modish would do the job, but we do not have it. Jumping in first half, Villarreal, they come out to play, sir. Slapping us around. 6 minute Dave saves. He starts breaking a sweat real quick. Danjuma, wide open shot on net. I mean, Deleau, nowhere to be found. I believe Lindelof was supposed to drop back, cover that spot. They're supposed to, when Deleau pushes forward, they're supposed to go to back three. Again, it wasn't really working. Whether they had the tactics, didn't really play it well. Wide open on United's right. Ninth minute, another great chance. Danjuma, same player. Beast Deleau, curls one across net. Dave saves again, fingertip stuff, sir. This should have been a goal. 16th minute, Danjuma beats Deleau, puts in another cross. Great header on target from Alcazar. Dave saves again, sir.
David De Gea has saved us.
All day was David De Gea's show, especially in the first half.
Could have been 2-0 in the
could
first
20. Could easily been 2-0. Probably should have. And that just speaks to how poor of a Villarreal side this is.
But they're cutting us up.
They cut us up.
Villa cut it. Like, the one thing I'll say is that when you are playing at home against inferior opposition and they're cutting you up in the first 20, it's concerning. And Villa did it to us. Now Villarreal's doing it to us, sir. This is something we got to clean up, right? We thought Varane would solve all of our problems. There's a lot of questions around the midfield too. Ole needs to make adjustments, sir, because this is not sustainable. These types of teams cutting you that up like that, you know, imagine what the big boys are going to do to us.
No, that's why I'm I wouldn't jump to the conclusion I'm jumping to, which is so damning around the manager, unless it would look so off. It didn't make any sense that a team of a Villarreal status that we have bad blood with, because we literally lost the final that we should have been rolling them in just 3 months ago. We didn't come out to play. We didn't look like we were on top of our game at all. We gave the ball away way too easily. We looked passive. They were all over us, and they cut us through like ribbons. And I'll say that again, but you can't put that much reliance on your goalkeeper. Can't put that much reliance on your star players just to bail you out. But first half was ugly. As bad as I've seen.
30th minute. You think I'm going to talk about United here going forward, but we're not. Ferran misjudges a pass. Wide open shot for Alcázar, and he misses wide left. Sir, I mean, this was bad as well. Ferran misjudges the ball here. We're just like making De Gea earn those wages. 42nd minute, finally, a great ball in from Pogba. Almost finds Greenwood, but the Scouse bastard Moreno clears just barely. That was a great pass from Paul P. And 44th minute, another great opportunity. Villarreal cutting us up inside our box on the deck. Dave saves again. It literally could have been 3-0. We had nothing going forward. We are there for the taking, sir. We played worse than we did in the final, and this is kind of where I'm just like, I'm pissed as a fan going into halftime. Not feeling good about this game. I expect changes. I know we're not going to get changes. How are you feeling, sir? You were texting me a lot. You're not having it.
Fired up like a lot of fans. But how could you watch that first half and say, hey, no subs needed. Go back out there, do what you're doing. Like, McTominay wasn't doing the job. A lot of players weren't, but it was kind of all not going through him. And he was such an important player in the position to kind of lock the defense with the attack. Ole's watching this game, and the fact that he could be like, go out there again, boys, and give it your go is alarming. It is alarming how bad we played in the first half, that there weren't changes made, especially after what happened in the first 8 minutes of the second half, sir.
Sir, we're going to go straight to it. 53rd minute, Villarreal on the break, cutting us wide open.
It's defending that Manchester United have to think about here. Danjuma, and they get the goal, and it is Alcácer who, from close range, makes no mistake. And finally, they've rounded off one of these swift counter-attacks. Ronaldo calls for more, and goodness me, they need more, Alan. They're 1-0 down.
Goodness me.
Well, it's so easy. They've beaten three men there with one pass. And then he just cuts inside, and he does time his run really
Lindelof
well.
Could follow Alcázar.
Dude, does.
That is
unbelievable. And it's a good one for Alcázar.
Still didn't make a sub. This is
why
I
didn't make
this
a sub, sir, because they knew we'd get the set piece. Secret agent, tell us, cut his hair. Tell us.
Wonder goal.
And now they're trying to get free. And it's set up for Telles, what a goal for Manchester United. When they needed that moment of inspiration, it came in the end from the training ground. You said that Bruno Fernandes would be at the heart of it, and he was, with the execution of the free kick, but it was Alex Telles.
This is a free kick, but it's coming towards Telles, and you're thinking this is difficult to take on first time.
I mean,
time.
That's a hell of a hit.
Over the years, we've seen Paul Scholes lash them in from that kind of
downtown. Alex Telles, the Brazilian flavor. Let's go off the left boot.
What a beauty.
Villarreal.
Far from easy, this one, but
that's a torpedo.
Pulled his side back into the match just when they needed it.
Stupid yellow kits in our house, sir.
Sink them.
I thought we'd be beating them. I thought we'd be scoring the next 10 minutes. I thought we'd be like 2 after this.
No, after this, I think you doubled down, make these subs that took another 15 minutes to do and actually change the game. But what a goal from Telles. Didn't have the best game, but I think as soon as he scored this game, he turned on. He like had a different level. I think it just gave him some confidence. Huge goal. What a finish. Individual brilliance. Yeah, that's great to rely on, but is it sustainable? The team did wake up after this, which was nice to see.
Sub Cavani for Pogba, Matic for Sancho. Interesting he takes Pogba off here, but Matic coming on, that changed the game.
It did.
And when you want to talk about subs, when you want to talk about tactics, sir, you make that sub, you put him in the hole, he split the center backs, helped everyone play out the back, calmed things down, and we looked a better side for it.
We did.
79th minute, Cavani instant impact. Like, he thought someone was going to get to it. he got the header, goes just wide.
Should have scored.
Should have scored. I thought he thought the defender was going to get a deflection on it. It was close, but Cavani, his movement, getting in the game. You love Cavani here.
You do. His movement is first class. He brings a level of energy that you just needed to see after the first and second half. Even the second half, we should have responded. In a level, it just kind of blew people away, and that was very disappointing. But as soon as you bring Cavani on, Matic, game changer. You know, yeah. His ability to unlock the lines is exactly what you needed from the start. He can do that, unfortunately, much better than Scott McTominay can. He just really can. He's a great passer. And as soon as he came on, he made a big difference. But I'm sure Cavani would have loved that chance again. He would have scored that. 9 out of 10, he scores that.
Absolutely. A6-minute, great chance for Villarreal, sir. I mean, the shot coming off the wide left side of the pitch hits De Gea right in front of goal. Bounces back to Dia, hits his chest, almost goes in, off De Gea. He gets another opportunity. Telles is on the deck, bodies in front of the net. He can't put it away. This one was almost the winner for Villarreal. Like, this is slop shop city, bodies everywhere, ball bouncing around, ping pong. Somehow we survive.
Somehow we survived by hook or by crook. David De Gea with a big save. Telles growing into that game. As soon as he scored the goal, he was like a different player, and he was blocking it. Varane was blocking it. I think the team, they knew how important this lead, the tie was. You know, you can't be losing. You can't be losing home to a submarine.
Showing some fight here. 89th minute sub, Fred for Telles, Jesse for Greenwood. We need Fred on the field, sir, if we're going to win the game.
Are we going to win the game?
Look, let's go to the best part of the match, sir. Let's go to the best part of the match. 95th minute. Sir Alex checking his watch. Stoppage time. Let's go.
Cavani battling with Foyt. Fernandez, clever pass to Fred. Early cross. The knockdown from Ronaldo. Lingard's there. Ronaldo's there! Manchester United win it. And Cristiano Ronaldo, in the last minute of stoppage time, does it again.
He doesn't care what job Pando is, I think, at the far post. He had an opportunity to clear this. Just here, but he lets it go. Thinks the keeper's going to climb it. And there's Ronaldo to pounce.
Big goal. Fred putting in a great ball. Jesse putting the ball down in a place where Ronaldo can play it. And
I'll tell you what.
He squirted it in. It's all that matters. Big win for United. Take it off the kit again. Yoked Ronaldo 36. Putting us to shame in the pod room. I feel more out of shape with the bunker.
I need the Ronaldo. What does that guy eat? Only celebration there. But yeah, calm it down. Like, you've been there before, sir. I'll tell you what. Like, that one, just seeing him celebrate like that, it's just like a little much. It's a little much. You know, it's like, yeah, that's a trophy celebration, right? That's a go ahead trophy celebration.
Sir, he's right playing there for his job. He's literally playing. He's coaching for his job.
He's
right
not
now.
Playing for his job.
He is. If he's even, Glazers, he almost lost today. Sorry, he almost lost today.
Sir, to Villarreal. So yes, if it was up to Twitter, he would have been fired like 2 years ago. Obviously, they don't matter, sir. Obviously, we don't matter. The board will only take action against the manager. First of all, Ole does everything they want. He takes all the bullets and the bombs and the grenades from the press. Perfectly, he's able to like keep everything together, like from an optic perspective, through the Super League, through the protests, through everything. Ole was able to hold everything together. They are never going to get rid of him unless what?
Drop out of Champions League.
Top four is in jeopardy. The only way the Glazers would ever make the move, that's £100 million to this club. And if that was in jeopardy, they'd fire him in a second. But until then, they will not.
Well, big game
he's
this
the manager.
Big,
so like you're big, acting like that was his job. That was not his job, sir. His job is very safe at the moment.
I think if you drop out of the Champions League, his job should not be safe. If he was to not qualify, if he was not to progress out of this group.
They don't watch Manchester United.
I'm just saying, like, that was not.
Sir, Tampa Bay is playing, you know.
They're not watching this. I know that. I'm just talking as a passionate fan. Caught up in the game.
Yes, I agree. If the owner cared about winning trophies, yes, going to Europa League, would be an issue. But for the Glazers, they're like, isn't that another way we can get the Champions League and make $100 million? Yes, they don't care, sir. They don't care.
I know.
You know.
I know.
But what do we know, sir? We're just Muppets on the couch. Let's check in with the manager himself. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he was happy here, sir.
Ole, congratulations on the win.
Y gracias al, en este momento, actualmente, el mejor portero del mundo, David De Gea. Nos salvó un poco en cuatro ocasiones.
Sorry, they got audio issues here.
Outcome, because he saved us tonight. We have to be realistic and say that without David, of course, we've got two very good keepers with Tom and Dean as well, but today David deserves, for me, man of the match.
Bueno, ¿cómo se puede hablar de la remontada de David De Gea después de su peor momento de la carrera, tal vez de la final en Gdansk y luego en el verano? ¿Cómo ha respondido? Bueno, yo creo que sí, era un momento difícil.
Played great. We deserved to
yada,
win.
Yada, yada, yada. It's
we
all
were
good.
Great. We were great.
It's all good. It was part of the plan. Match stats, possession-wise, Manchester United 56% of the ball. The Villarreal is 44%. At one point, they did have a lot more possession than us. Shots on target 7-7. It was pretty even, sir. Villarreal coming to our house with swagger, just like passing it around. Very confident. I was very, you do not like to see that, sir. You do not like to see that in our house. It's disrespectful. And Villarreal suffered their first defeat in all European competitions in 18 games, having won 12 and drawn 5 before tonight's loss.
There you go. I like that.
Sir, it's the first time we've ever beaten Villarreal. I'll take it. And Cristiano Ronaldo, 36 years, 236 days, who's counting, is the second oldest Manchester United player to score a goal in a European competition at Old Trafford after Brian Robson, who is 36 years, 282 days versus Galatasaray in 1993. And Paco Alcacer has scored 3 goals in the UEFA Champions League, with each strike coming from a different team: Barcelona, Borussia Dortmund, and Villarreal. Sir,
there you go. Hell of a day. Hell of a day for Ronaldo. Hell of a day for De Gea. Big win. It's a big win for United. I'm pumped. I'm worried, sir. I'm worried because the seat's hot. And I can feel it from over here.
It's not hot.
It is hot.
It's hot.
It should be hot.
The fans, Twitter doesn't know nothing.
I'm not talking about Twitter. I'm talking about me
you
as
know
a fan.
Nothing.
Sir,
you
played,
know nothing,
it's
John
the same Stone. Team we played in the final.
No, instead of saying the seat's hot, it's more like Ole's getting exposed is more of what it is. Because his seat's
today
not
was
hot
damning.
Until the Glazers' pocketbook is affected.
If we lose to Everton.
And that's unfortunate, but that is the reality of United. And that's I haven't seen that out there in the Twitterverse. Ole will not be in trouble unless top four is in jeopardy, sir. I don't look at the table. You do. I don't think that's the case. And I don't think a call could be made on that for a while, right? So you got to give Ole time. He deserves time, sir, to figure this out. Jadon Sancho deserves time. I'm not going to be like, Jadon Sancho is horrible. Why do we get him? Da, 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 da. It's going to take time. All these things take time. Figuring out the midfield will take time. I think Ole should be able to figure out like quicker. I think he should I agree with everybody. He should be able to figure out the subs quicker. He should be able to not play Fred and McTominay every week and figure that out without doing it 10 times, but you might need 12.
50.
I think after 3 or 2, you could see it.
Not good enough.
You know, it's just he takes some time to learn these lessons, sir. So look, let's check into the table. This is all that matters.
Yeah. You think he's going to learn for next match? You think he's like, I learned my lesson.
Sir, no. Group F, the good news here is Group F, Atalanta, sir. They have 4 points. Young Boys with 3. We have 3. We're 3rd on goal differential. And Villarreal have 1. So the Atalanta-Villarreal tie is huge for us at the moment. And the fact that we got these 3 points is huge. We are in pole position. Obviously, we got Young Boys at home, sir. We got to go away to Villarreal, Atalanta, and
good
then
side.
Home. So there, you got to win and draw Atalanta. You got to beat Young Boys, and then you got to beat Villarreal. You're in. Obviously, you're probably winning the group with that. You could draw Villarreal. That should be enough to get in. Something like that. So it's doable with this. If we lost this game or drew this game, it's going to be, sir, it's going to be uphill climb. So I actually think the good news is, 2 nervy games. Now we got to sort out the rest of them.
And there's no excuses now, all right? Like, we've ironed out some kinks. We know what works, what doesn't work. So hopefully going into the next game, hey, Atalanta is the best team of the group that we haven't played yet. Better than Villarreal. They're better than Young Boys. They're going to be a big side coming to play. And they are top of the table for us right now, and they want to stay that way. So big matches coming up. And a big match to end kind of the run-in before international break, right? Everton, huge match, sir. Huge match.
Sir, you said it. There's always a next match. And remember, we did win against Villarreal. That is something to be celebrated. We just got to be playing better football, sir. So let's hope we do so against Everton. Sir, if you watched EPL in the late 2000s, you will be very familiar with that theme song. That's right, where we're going to be breaking down Manchester United versus Everton. I was hoping it was away because holy shit, we're playing bad at home. But it's back at Old Trafford, baby. Game week 7, Saturday, October 2nd, sir. If we didn't need another 4:30 a.m. wake up, Jesus Christ, we got it, sir. We're whinging today on the podcast. It's been one of those weeks. 7:30 a.m. Eastern, sir. East Coast, we jelly because that 4:30 a.m., that's a kick in the nuts. Like, you wake up that early. Oh, your rest of the day, you're served by your shot.
It screws up your whole day. It's a game changer, you know?
Because you wake up at 4:30, the wife doesn't give you any credit.
She doesn't care. You didn't wake up to go take care of the kid. You didn't wake up for a worthy cause.
She ain't having no nap.
Yeah, it's like going.
It's like, I could use a nap. I could take a nap.
What nap? What nap? You don't get no nap. You ain't getting nothing.
Sir, so the double... This is good. Look,
double 4:30s back to back. It's been one of those couple weeks.
I don't mind getting up at 4:30, but if you get up at 4:30, you watch that Villa match, then I got a problem, sir. That's all I got to say. Sort it out, Ole.
Sort it.
Figure it out because we can't be playing like we did against Villarreal, against Everton. Games won, Lifetime versus Everton, 90, drawn 46, lost 70. First time we ever played, Everton versus Newton Heath, 1892. Sir, we lost 6-0. I hope we can avenge that result. Coming in this game, we did play them preseason August 7th, absolutely battered them 4-0. They started the season, beat Southampton 3-1. We know that's not easy. Drew Leeds. They beat Huddersfield in the EFL Cup, beat Brighton, who's playing well this season. They beat Burnley, sir. Then they got dusted by Villa. They actually lost in the EFL Cup to QPR on penalties. Shout out Queen's Park Raisins. And then they beat Norwich, sir. I mean, that's a... Look, James Rodriguez left. He basically said, see ya.
Money, 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 bro.
Ancelotti left. They got Benitez in. Benitez, he's a troll. He knows how to get the best out of like Newcastle United. He's been a spoiler in the past, sir. He's talking about facts. Talking about facts with Sir Alex Ferguson, we do not like Rafa Benitez. He is going to want to be playing spoiler against us in our house. A little nervous for this game, for this team not playing that well. You know, obviously the results up and down, but the performances, sort of the system, the tactics, Rafa knows this game.
I hope you're ready for McFred because it's coming back. It's coming back, 4:30 a.m., get ready. Because you're absolutely right.
Fred will be starting.
No, he will start next to Scott McTominay in midfield.
Fred Matic.
I could get down more with that because that's just the departure from what we're used to seeing. But it's a big match, right? Because Everton are playing well at the moment. Flying high. Rafa, as you said, number one troll. Him and Fergie had beef. They had some real beef when Rafa was the manager of the Scouse Bastards. So big game. They got some decent players. It's gonna be a big one.
Everton was founded as St. Domingo's FC in 1878 so that members of the congregation of St. Domingo Methodist New Connection Chapel in Breckfield, North Road, Everton could play sport year-round. Cricket was played in the summer commonly, and then football was played in the fall and winter. Sir, that's exactly sort of how it works, how it was founded. The club was renamed Everton in November 1879 after the local area, as people outside the congregation wished to participate. So Everton sort of grew. They took on the name of the town. They are a founding member of the Football League. It's a big deal. And they have competed in the top division for a record 118 seasons since the Football League's creation. They've only missed four top flight seasons. 30, 31, 51, 52, 52, 53, 53, 54, sir. They have played more top flights than we have. Everton is the second longest continuous serving club in English top flight football. They've won 9 league titles, 5 FA Cups, 1 European Cup Winners' Cup, and 9 Charity Shields, sir. The supporters club is known as Evertonians or the Blues, sir. The People's Club, they play at Goodison Park. Rivalries, the Scouse Bastard, the enemy. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, sir. So at the end of the day, you know, we don't mind Everton at all because they hate Liverpool like we do. But Rafa Benitez, it's going to be a tricky team. I'm just worried about us, sir. We got to be worried about our house. I'm not worried about them. We got to be worried about us because we're not playing the best we can, no matter who the opposition. And so if we can fix that and start playing some good football, then fine. But I mean, week in, week out, it's tough matches, sir. You're not going to get an easy match against Villa. You're not going to get an easy match against Everton.
No, it's spot on. It's a big match just because it's the next match. And in the moment, we're not playing the best football. You know, big result against Villarreal, getting those 3 points. But the tide has been against us. We're not in terrific form. So I think getting a big win before the international break and having that momentum instead of the other, which we've also seen. And sometimes you can rally from the international break.
No, but
we need a win, dude. We need a big win. We need like a big win and a nice break with positivity instead of the opposite. Because like I said, if we lose this game after the run we've been on, it's going to be negative. We don't want that. I don't want to be negative. I will be negative.
No, but looking at international break, it's a good time because when you're playing horrible.
Yeah, you need a break.
You need a break.
We need a break.
Everton playing the 4-4-2. Rafa knows this league. Yerry Mina, you remember him.
Your boy. We love Yerry.
They got Decore. He's a pretty solid midfielder. Andros Townsend, you know him from Crystal Palace. He's in form right now. Damari Gray. Iwobi Digne. I mean, like, these are just... sir, Everton should be 8th, 9th.
They will be. That's where they'll end up. We got to remind them where they sit in the hierarchy. The great thing, remember we used to play Everton?
These players can't lace the boots of the Manchester United players, sir.
You like think? We're not playing like that these
but
days.
But I know, but the problem is you'll watch it and you're like, what's going on? So, you know, it's hard to do the analysis when it comes down to just we're just playing like shit. There's not really a lot. It doesn't matter who we play against. It doesn't matter who the opposition is. It doesn't matter the Corey or nothing. Injuries, Rashford. He can almost get back to contact training, sir. He says he's very close. He's being evaluated. Amad Diallo, no update. Maguire might take a few weeks for his calf. And Luke Shaw, I have a feeling he might be back. Ole played coy on it. Telus, obviously. Knock. Given that, sir, what is your starting lineup for Everton?
Don't
steal my lineup.
I'm not looking. So De Gea and Net, of course. AWB at right back. I'm doing Varane and Bai. Let's go. Excuse me. Telus at left back. I know he's going to do it. He's going to do McFred. So I got to pick McFred because Ole's going to pick it. So it's guaranteed. So Fred, McTominay, Pogba, Bruno, Ronaldo, Cavani. Why not?
All right, I'm going to say Dave saves world number one in net. Wan-Bissaka, Varane, Lindelof, sir, you know it. Shaw's going to come back from injury. You're going to get the Matic, Fred midfield. Then you're going to get Bruno, Pogba, Ronaldo, and Cavani, sir. I need Ronaldo. I need more Ronaldo and Cavani. I liked what I saw.
Same.
Maybe you put Ronaldo out on the left. You got to get him involved. You got to get Cavani and Ronaldo together because you need to be scoring goals against Everton. I think the movement of Cavani, Ronaldo's service, I really like them as a dual threat, sir, playing off each other.
I love that. I would love to see them as a duo.
Like I just don't, 4-4-2 I don't think Ole has the cojones to do that.
No,
I don't
but they should be playing together because they're both elite playmakers, right? Ronaldo's in a class of his own, but think about the impact Cavani had last year, what he brings to the game week in, week out when he's healthy. Those two, if they're ready to start together, play them. We need a win. It's the last game for international break. Let's get a big win at home against Everton, bro. Maybe we used to smoke Everton. We have a friend, another friend of the pod, big Everton fan. And every time we used to go watch the game at his house, we'd always beat him.
We'd smoke him. He's like, he hates Manchester United.
He hates United.
All of our friends more hate than Manchester he should. United. You love it when we win. So our big favorites per Vegas, minus 195, the draw plus 340, Everton plus 525 to win, sir. You know our Everton fan friend is definitely taking that bet. Sometimes he bets on United just to hedge the loss. That's kind of how in the weeds he is. So given those are the odds, what is your score prediction?
2-1 United. It's going to be nervy stuff. We're coming back. I feel like this team can't play unless we go down first. So we'll go down. Yerry Mina banger header. Love to see it. And then United comes back. I think Bruno's due for a goal. I think hungry Cavani is ready for his goal. So let's go. United, come on. We should be rolling on the weekend. This is a big win. It's time to ride the momentum and just roll the dice, Ole. You got it. Just
sir,
do
we're
it.
Grinding. Grinding. We ain't shining. We're grinding. We're not shining. Like grinding results. 2-2, sir. 2-2. Look like shit. Oof. Ronaldo brace. That's what's going to do it. That's the difference, sir. United in the news. Sir Gary Neville, vocal ex-Manchester United player, sir. Have you ever won the treble?
Like
Phil and Gary Neville. He discusses Manchester United's problems on Sky Sports. He's got a podcast. Ronaldo signs. He's kind of been coy on United. Kind of made some decent points, you know, about the system. And, you know, he sees a lot of individuals in United's team. And, you know, let's just hear what Gary Neville has to say here.
Manchester United lost their third game in four, two of them at home. The odd bunch, you've called them that for a long time. Are you in that kind of frame of mind about them again?
Look, I said it even when they were winning, even when Ronaldo scored, they don't play well enough as a team to win this league, in my view. They don't play well enough as a team. I think that you have to be a unit in possession and out of possession, and when you only deliver in moments, those moments won't go for you in certain games. You need patterns of play. You need a way of playing. And I, at this moment in time, still see a group of individuals playing in moments with some patterns and combinations at time, but still a team that's, you know, some of them pretty new together. Obviously, Ronaldo, Varane, Sancho's not settled in yet. But they've got to come together as a team and start to define a style of play, and then you start to get results when you don't play well. And I think the way they are at the moment, they'll always have days like that yesterday. They'll have patches of, you know, four or five games where they'll only win two, but then they'll go and win 15 on the bounce and be unbeaten away from home for I don't know how long. That's the type of team they are. I have called them the odd bunch because I still look at them and think as though they're a team that wins games in moments. When I look at Chelsea and I look at Liverpool and I look at City, they're teams. They put team performances in. And that's not to say United never do, but Ollie's got to get them now into a team. I said last 2 weeks ago, and this wasn't to put pressure on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, that it was make or break, the Ronaldo signing. That's not me putting pressure on the players. It's not me putting pressure on the manager. It's a matter of fact. If you sign Cavani, Fernandes, Ronaldo, Sancho, Varane, you've got to then win a trophy at some point in the next 12 to 18 months. This season or next, when Ronaldo's here, that's why it's a make or break signing. So they have to win a trophy. That's why it was a bad one against West Ham on Wednesday night. I'm sat there watching that game at home and I'm thinking, well, this is one of the trophies that you can win. And actually, I've seen this trophy be a springboard for teams to go and be really successful out of this, out of Man United, which is my club, which is with Pep Guardiola, Jose Mourinho, the two greatest managers in the world in the last 20 years, have won this trophy as a springboard. Sir Alex did in 2005-06 when I lifted the trophy, and all of a sudden, within 2 years, we were in Champions League finals and winning it. And that was the Rooney-Ronaldo era, where basically that was their first trophy. I think it was Wayne's first trophy for the club or Cristiano's first trophy for the club, I can't remember. That was a game to go and win against West Ham. Go and win that game. Get to the next round. Win a trophy in March, and then that gives you the impetus for the rest of the season and the confidence. The Europa League's still a bad one. You have to win that trophy. So there is definitely some pressure building after that game yesterday, but they'll win 5-6 games on the bounce. They might lose on Wednesday. They might lose next Saturday against Everton, but they'll also then go and win 10 games on the bounce. The thing is, what I don't you know, there's quite a bit of yesterday, you know, the pressure's on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, Ole out. The club have done that in the last 10 years, 8 years, and it's not worked. They will see this project through. I don't like calling managerial reigns projects, but they will see this through because I think they've had great managers, world-class managers, international managers in the building, and it's not worked for the club, for the fans, style of play, whatever you might call it. However, it does seem that, ultimately at this moment in time, the dressing room seems happy, but they've got to start to become a team. You have to start putting combinations together, pattern of plays. I always think when a team's... I know what's going to happen when I can see Manchester City building up out of the back. I know what's going to happen at Liverpool. When Manchester United are building up at the back or through midfield, I don't know what's coming next sometimes.
You didn't know what was coming from Chelsea.
Standard that is out of this world.
They made us look bad. They played us off the park. Whereas I know on our night in Gdansk, they kind of stifled our state of play. Probably didn't make enough changes to affect the outcome. But they didn't dominate us. Tonight we got dominated in the first half. And that's why I was like, hey, you got to make a change at halftime. Have the conviction to know, this didn't go right. Let's try something differently. Because as soon as he made those changes later in the second half, it made a difference. So he's got it. I think just Ole sometimes needs, that gumption to go for it and just, dude, whatever. You have nothing to lose. You literally have nothing to lose. You're the Manchester United manager. Just go for it. That's all I'm asking.
You got to give the man time. You got to give the players time. There's a lot of players you brought in. They're not all going to come off. I mean, Jadon Sancho will come good. Mark my words on that one. It's going to take time. When he does come good, I have a feeling it might be when Marcus Rashford comes back to Manchester United. So I don't know.
Good. No,
but speaking of Marcus Rashford, we have an injury boost. He tweeted this past Monday, happy Monday. I see the doctor Friday for a consultation. All being well, I'll get the green light to join again in contact training. That is huge. That means Marcus is on the verge of coming back. Rumor is after international break, sir. We do play Leicester on the 16th of October. That'd be a great time to see Marcus Rashford come off the bench like Ole likes it, late 82nd minute, something like that.
82nd minute sub. What are you waiting for? I can't wait for Rashford to come back. Couple players on the fringe ready to come back. Obviously, Luke Shaw. Harry Maguire, Ahmad, I think he should feature.
International break will be kind for our injuries as well. It's another thing to think about.
Let's end with Harry
Maguire. Yeah. Going to have some time off, heal up. Luke Shaw, same. Ahmad as well. Another bit of news. Donny van der Beek, there's a clip of him on the internet, sir.
Fired up. As he should be.
Throwing his gum at Ole, Mike Phelan, I don't in that general direction. That looks like a man who is... not happy. How could Ole that's on the manager, right? Because he's not communicating with him or he's not shooting him straight. Something about that level of frustration.
No, it
says he's not wrong. Being told the right things because he played well last time he's out. Ole should, be able to deal with that. That seems like a weird one. He doesn't strike me as an angry guy, but he's been patient and he's waiting for his opportunity, sir.
What's what you sign him for? If Ole really is in charge of who signs and who he doesn't sign, he decided to sign Donny van de Beek instead of CDM when, you had Paul Pogba. You had already signed Bruno Fernandes. Do you need another CAM, an attacking midfielder? Should have made the CDM play then. But because he obviously doesn't rate him. He doesn't play him. Or else he's just lying to him and say, I do rate you. You're going to get your chance. But today would have been a decent time to see him play. Because we needed that creativity between the lines.
You don't like to see that, though. Rarely do you see those type of moments for United and Ole, but that one is tough. You got to keep Donny happy because he's a good player. You got to be getting the best out of him, sir, because we really do need it in the middle of the park. Jumping to fan questions, at United scores, quote, it was ugly, tough to watch. We should have been down 3-0 at halftime, but we're Manchester United. We never give in. Ronaldo embodies that. Call me a Muppet, but I believe the ghosts of Gdansk have been exorcised, sir. P.S. Seat temp check, 400 degrees for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
I think that's spot on.
I think that's the fans. I don't think that's the board, unfortunately.
No, the board are not
good. I agree.
Good.
Ole needs their to job, win.
But it is 400. It is not. I don't think it's cooled down at all. I don't think it's quite exorcised the ghosts of Gdansk until we win a piece of silverware. But it helped because we needed to beat those yellow submarine bastards.
If we play well and beat them in their house, then I will say the ghosts are gone. But right now,
two wins would help.
Yeah, two wins and a trophy, sir. A
trophy. Give me an EFL.
At Marco Nunes 408, rate Sancho's performance, sir. I'll give you 1 to 10. How did he play today?
He was like a 6. You know, wasn't the worst player on the pitch.
Sir, four and a half. He had that great chance. We didn't talk about it. Right after the Telles goal, wide open, just like you, falls down face first in the box. Sancho was not good today. He's not playing well. He's just not got it. You know, that's like the mojo is not there. I don't know why. I think like with a young player like that, you have this idea that you're going to get this move, you get all this money, and there's so many distractions. He's got to sort it out and kind of get everything going on the pitch. He just needs time, dude. It's been a while. He obviously played youth for City, but never at the EPL level. I mean, obviously he played the Champions League. We're talking about Villarreal, but I just think he's been struggling to get his best going, right? And I think the English Premier League is where he's playing a lot, and that confidence is kind of lacking at the minute.
And it will come. He's a young player, and I like the point you made earlier, which is like I think Rashford coming back, his boy. We know they get along really well. I think that might kind of bring back some confidence, some swag.
He's the future.
Those dude. Two, I mean, those are like the wingers you're going to have on your future team. Is like you're going to have Rashford on one side, and you're going to have Sancho on the other.
He's got to play on the right.
Dude, he hasn't played in the Premier League before. Like, we say Premier League proven for a reason, because there is a big reason for that. It's a tough league. It's super physical. It's super fast. He has it. It'll take some time.
I think you also have to put Greenwood on the bench and put him on the right. Right. You know, maybe not like Greenwood's playing better than Sancho at the moment. So that's kind of insane to do, but you can pick your spot, sir. You know, like a Young Boys Away would be a good game, something like that. Because Greenwood's got to rest at some point. So I think playing Sancho in his proper position, giving him time. I mean, look, he was passing it to, sir, the Viking, Erling Haaland. I mean, like, if you watch the highlights, got a lot of assists from Haaland just being, like, that great. Not saying that is anything against Jadon Sancho, but I just think anyone who thought he would come in and be a barn burner player for United, maybe I said that on our season preview, I think was just overstating his expectations a little bit.
He's a great player. He will be a great player for this side, but it's the new league effect, dude. It's like there's a reason we talk about this all the time. Is you have to give a player a season. You would have hoped Donny had that season last season. I think partly it's the manager just clearly doesn't rate him. But for Sancho, he needs to play. He'll get better and better. I love that Ronaldo is taking some of the limelight and pressure off, because he is a goddamn black hole solar system that can absorb as much energy as is accumulating around Manchester United at the moment.
But as a manager, Ole needs to help build his confidence. So it's kind of like he's starting him is like a little too much right now. He needs to be like brought in 60th minute, you know, score a goal, then start him. You got to be building the confidence of these young players, sir. Next tweet at Margaret Heath, quote, garbage performance saved by David De Gea and Ronaldo. We won't beat decent side sleepwalking for an hour. I absolutely agree. I think that hits the nail on the head. Too much sleepwalking for Manchester United, sir. Not good enough. And at Wooking Pod Nub 80, quote, you can't polish this turd of a game they play, but Ronaldo put sprinkles on it. Absolutely. Sir, well, having a laugh.
Have a laugh. Why not?
Rainbow sprinkles, sir.
I needed some kind of sprinkle because that game sucked. Some glitter. What a win. What a performance.
Some wrapping paper. You can wrap it up very nice.
Sparkles. 3 points. Sparkles.
I mean, look, I think that a lot of the fans were harsh. It's one of those, thank God for the 3 points because we want to go play Hans and Franz football. But oh my God, what a win. What a goal by Ronaldo. You want to celebrate it. And also just giving Ronaldo, feeding that ego, is just what you need. That's another point coming out of this is
this, feed the machine. You get it. This guy gets sir, it. This guy's a Ronaldo fan.
To score a goal and take ego. Your shirt off in front of 75,000 people and just go, like, yeah, that helps. So he's like recharging. That charges Ronaldo up, you know, kind of like Dragon Ball Z. He's like, and he's gonna fucking. He's like, I need more of this. I'm gonna go hit. Yeah, he like. Sorry, he's a nut. He's a nut. He's
fucking our nut.
But yeah, we want him to like charge him up, baby. Charge him up. Let's see through jerseys. We'll get like. Sir, we'll get the was it the big mesh? So it's like see through, so like Ronaldo can just like show his
rave, like he's in a rave in Germany.
Yes, yeah, like crop mesh top. Top. So be like Ronaldo, we're gonna cut the jersey out of the front so you can see all eight of your abs while you're scoring. He's like, oh, sorry. You absolutely love to see it, but that could be charging Ronaldo up. Could be our way to kick on. You know, that might be the spark, sir.
It's never been a better time to beat Villarreal. Skinnier teeth, David De Gea. What a man of the match performance. Ronaldo coming up with some late magic. Tell us, world. I mean, hey, I'm hoping we don't have to have the same kind of heart.
Just don't do that to us anymore.
Dude, I'm dying. I need like, we need to be, speaking of sponsors, we need like some blood pressure medication being the lead on sponsor for sir, this pod based on this team.
If you sat down with you know yourself back in the day, you said you're going to win everything, 13 titles, two Champions League. You're going to win the treble. You're going to win three in a row twice. But you're going to suck for fucking 20 years. It's like, that's it. It's just like we're in that phase. It's like no one's had it better in sport, arguably, than Manchester United Football Club under Sir Alex Ferguson. And no matter who we hire, no matter who we sign, sorry, just we're not looking like we're ever getting back to that level.
No, we'll never match 27 years of greatness under Sir Alex Ferguson. 13 titles, two Champions League titles, should have been more, but he was held back by the same owners that are holding us back now. Sorry, it's never going to be that good. It will never go back to that, ever, because he was such a special manager. But we got to be winning.
There's an ebb and flow, so when it gets that good, usually people make bad decisions, take a lot of money out of a club, and then it gets bad, and then somebody else will come along and buy it who really cares, and hopefully they'll try really hard to make it good again. And we're just fans living that cycle, hoping for that 21st title, sir. Can you imagine? It's going to be so phenomenal having that drought and then winning it finally. 21/22? I don't know. That's it. That's the podcast. We're the America Red Devils. We are four fans by fans having a laugh here on the podcast. You want to support us? Check out our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/AmericaRedDevils. Also, check out our website, www.americareddevils.com. Write an iTunes review. It's free. It helps us get found. Sir, we're just two biased fans on the couch giving you our humble opinion on the Ronaldo charging jersey designs that they should be coming up with at Adidas, sir.
I love it. I love like the Dragon Ball Z element. I'm just like, Grr! Just charge it up. We need more of that. More Ronaldo moments. Put him in a position to another make moment, those moments.
He was clapping it up after we conceded. He was the most passionate. Him and Bruno are going to be dragging this team forward,
they
sir.
They have been, sir. They have been.
It's been a great week for downloads, sir. We got our top 10 cities last 7 days. Mispronounce these names.
Here we go. Here we go. Just like I did this pod. Number one, how we doing? Herndon, Virginia. Number two, Dublin, Ireland. Appreciate all you. Soundboard's not working, but we're going to go for it again. Here we go, baby. San Jose, California. Ankeny, Iowa. Toronto, Canada. San Francisco, California.
I like the inflection on Toronto.
There you go. Toronto. Great town. San Francisco. Upsland, Väsby, Sweden. Appreciate y'all. Minneapolis, Minnesota. I think I butchered.
Minneapolis.
Oak Hills, West Virginia. And last but not least, Runcorn, United Kingdom.
Sir, you need another dark game. Yeah, you've had too many on this pod.
A couple more.
Look, it's been a great one, guys. What a win. Let's just hope Everton, we see some sharper passing, some, you know, football that we deserve to watch, sir. It's at home. The fans are doing their part. Shout out to all the fans at Old Trafford singing all game. I mean, what an atmosphere. These players, they got to figure it out. This manager, he's got to figure it out. Rafa Benitez, the greatest troll, sir, we've seen in a while. On to Everton, sir. But before Everton, we're going to leave you with, oh, what a night. We thought it's a Champions League night. A great song. Enjoy. Everyone have a great weekend. Yeah.